It's time for Art Talk, and I'm joined now by art critic Hunter Droho-Yoska-Philp. And two exhibits, Hunter, opened this week at Bergamot Station in Santa Monica, precursors to the big Pacific Standard Time that's going to happen on October 1st. They look at the impact of the artist Marcel Duchamp here. Why don't we start first by talking about Craig Kaufman at the Frank Lloyd Gallery? I've never heard of him. I've never seen his art before. And looking at it on the website, it's quite beautiful and interesting. Why is it important?
Well, Craig's just one of the many artists influenced by Duchamp. He had his first retrospective in Pasadena in 1963 at the old Pasadena Art Museum. And Craig Kaufman met him then, as did any number of other L.A. artists. And he was had already been very interested in the mechanical shapes painted on glass that Duchamp did in the 20s, and those pieces were in his retrospective, but Craig et al. Already knew about these. And what you'll see when you go to Frank Lloyd Gallery are these 7-foot-tall clear plexiglass panels with these erotic and mechanical kinds of shapes on them. In fact, the name of the show is Sensual Mechanical. And really, the work is extremely important in terms of Kaufman's trajectory. He's really known for these kinds of huge plexiglass wall reliefs that are molded. They're vacuum-formed, and they're brightly colored. However, this work predates that, and it has not been seen since 1981. It's another example of the missing history brought up by Pacific Standard Time. We get to see this missing element to Craig Kaufman's work. We get to see what that was that then inspired him to go further with the use of plastic and plexiglass.
So he must have been an innovator with plastic and plexiglass given when he was working.
He was the first. He actually took out an ad in Art International describing his first molded plexiglass reliefs so that he would always be associated with them, and many other artists followed. But he became associated with that Finnish fetish or the L.A. look, the kind of brightly colored, not painterly, clean architectural sort of sensibility that people have come to associate with L.A. art in the 60s.
The longer I live here, coming from New York 8 years ago, it never ceases to amaze me how deep the roots L.A. has into the art world. And that was what was interesting, too, about Beatrice Wood. She came here and really transformed herself at the age of 40, right?
That's right. And, of course, she came to L.A., or came to Ojai, rather, became a master, or rather, I guess, a mistress of this lusterware glaze technique that she perfected. And she was a very spiritual person. And when you look at these ceramics and the way they glimmer in the light, and mauve, gold, pink, kind of blue, but they really glimmer, and they're just so delicious and lovely to look at, you really feel that they have kind of a spiritual essence to them.
And it's all right over at Bergamot Station to bring us into the official launch of PSD.
Absolutely. The Frank Lloyd show is for another month, and the Beatrice Wood show goes on for a few more months.
So we can read your comments and follow your exploration of PST on kcrw.com/arttalk. You can see Edward Goldman's stuff up there, too. Hunter Droho-Yoska-Philp, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.